So we're holding on page Kuftan Vav, which we're working through this parak. So he said that we end up with this fascinating chinul concept. We have to serve each person really is like he doesn't have a chiru. Then he quoted a quote from Yisro Salanter in Ur Yisro Mitzv Dalit. A fool, for little bells of foolishness, he'll give gold in exchange. He'll exchange gold for little trinkets. So Hamisava Lamaichal Mishta, the person who has a timer for eating and drinking can be captured in its net. And wherever that taiva so desires to take the person, it will take him as it entices him with eating a cookie. Person who wants false covet, that desire will be his net. You see people time and time again, you know, they do the most foolish things that everyone can do. What happens? The desire that they have for whatever it is clouds their thought process. Right. What happens? What happened to Bechira? The answer is they're not really being Bechir. They're not in a state of mind that they're ready to be a Bechir. The time is so overwhelming. It's so even though it's illogical, it doesn't make sense. They know it's going to come back to haunt them, and potentially could be affect their relationship with their wife, or relationship with the people around them. The people get caught and doing something wrong. You know. The reason why policemen have a hanlocha that most people don't steal once, and as smart as they are, and they do the best job stealing, eventually they make a mistake. Now, why don't you equip your head? The guy pulled off like the perfect heist. You know, the police are never gonna break it. He says, do it again. Right? Stop now. Right? So it's not logical, but there's a time. The challenge itself is exciting. It also gives him a hanlo. It's a game of hanlo, which his mind is not thinking clearly. The logical thing, listen, you know, I just have everything I have way ahead. Why should I take a chance? It doesn't make any sense. It's illogical to take a chance. People do it because of their desire for the cover. There's a mice which happened a few years ago, a little while back. There was an employee in Bank of America who figured out a way to make the so when you have your bank accounts, and then there's when you get interest, so you get X amount of decimal points on the dollar. So obviously, 2 decimal points is cents. You get, so you make a penny interest. Let's say you earn 0.00379 cents. You know, right? $275 and 31.247 cents. That was your interest. So what happens to the 2 points? You know, all those little numbers on the side. So some of them get rounded up. With, you know, with it. At a certain point, they ignore them. So he worked out the computer should send all of those little pieces of money into his bank account, which he had in the bank. Now, if it's the bank, you know, Bank Hutch and Plutch of whatchamacallit city, you know, it's not going to do you too much. Bank of America is the third largest bank in the country. So every single person's 0.000497 cents, right, be accruing interest every day, you know, instead of going into his account. The guy made millions of dollars on this mashal, and nobody figured it out. How they catch him? He went and he bought some. He moved to a different city, and he bought some expensive diamonds. And he told somebody, you know, I can afford these diamonds. I had a way to figure it out, you know. You know, he could have just kept his mouth shut. He would have been rich forever. And nobody would have caught it. But he couldn't control himself. It's illogical. There's no here. We don't think logically. So what's the story? The only chokmei hameker are rishonim. The nichus of bechira ki said the chotzer kula. We know that the rishonim have laid it back. That we understand the bechira of the Rambam. Others say that point out the bechira by definition is the defining element of Torah. You can't discuss Torah without bechira. Nobody can argue with that. It's totally logical. There are some people who are not a Bardas arguing that. Anyway. But from that, the next step, well, if all of our own is built in Bechira, something like Bechira is like happening all the time. It's like we're choosing constantly. There's no toast, but we're not really choosing. You know, we're programmed much more than we're choosing in many ways. Furthermore, and don't we shouldn't rely on our bechira that we're going to pick the right thing. Don't rely on your that you're going to pick the right thing. Okay, so it sounds like, you know, that we just basically wrote off that most of us are not really bechira, and that's all, you know, it's all over and forget it. We're going to burn a Gehenna, and you might as well just, you know, give up now. No, however, it's not. Milo Yoina, the Rebbe Yoina called it Milo Yoina. It's a tremendous quality that a person wants to acquire. Sir Moshe Eisen wants to translate another Rebbe Yoina. He talks about Milo's, calls it. So he calls it Milo's a quality. It's a good translation of the word Milo's. The quality of Bechira, the quality that you a person has a quality. He's an Oyev. The quality is a Bechira. Madrega's Rabbis law. And the reality is the different Madrega's of Bechira. What do we mean? We mentioned this 2 weeks ago. Because Adam Boyker b'mitzvahs mitoch negiyas kovet. Yesh b'zeh dargis ma'ashal b'chira. It's not an all or nothing proposition, right? The truth is that yes, we're using our shalom lishmos to facilitate our decision, but within that decision, there's a certain number saying, I want the shalom lishmo. I mean, there's some people which, you know, the pshat is Betsy couldn't care less about doing mitzvah, and but you know, otherwise he enjoys the honor, you know, so he pretends he's a rabbi, you know, even though he's not. That's not the average person. The average person, Betsim, he values very much what he's doing. On the other hand, he has different things pulling in different directions, and the shalom lishmo really helps him gets him over to home to be bayakur to do the right thing. To a certain amount, he's doing it because he's programmed. Right? Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal one time said to Gamal Dagalani, he says that when he became a Rebbe, he started davening for Das in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, not in the Bracha of Chayim Ados. That's Gamal Dagalani. Now it's a job, so I have to have Das to be able to have a tiny job, you know. Right? But that means that he didn't, you know. Yeah, we recognize that there's certain pressures which are going to push us very much in that direction. We're not really being Baruch, but at the same time, the Shalish Moz are something which deep down we would like to choose. So there is a certain amount of a decision that we're saying, let this Shalish Moz be the one which is Machriya. I can have a Shalish, you know, some of the things are Machriya. I can have a Machriya that I'd rather sleep. You know? So I decided I'd rather go this way and let the covenant help me. I could choose covenant. There's other ways to get covenant. It's an understanding. I want covenant, but I recognize that the mitzvahs will give me more, better covenant, and more covenant, the correct covenant, better than joining Hollywood. No, that's a good covenant to show you. Right? You get a lot of covenant in Hollywood, I mean, if you do well. Right? I mean, I would do well. Right? Of course. I'd be a good actor. Right? I pretend that I know what I'm talking about all the time. Yeah, I'm a good actor, right? So, but why not choose here and not there? Because it's an easier job here? No, because I recognize there's a true value here, which is not there. So at the end of the day, it's my negias which is helping me. And the truth is that without the negias, I wouldn't do it. So now I'm not really a bechira, but I am a bechira. So I have some elements of bechira. So the final element of Bechir is a person is totally lishma and he's constantly being Bechir. That's when we move from the world of just doing it because that's what we're used to, the milumada, to the world of Bechir to Bechir. We truly choose it.
How does that change happen? It seems like somebody does something because they're going against their nature. And they're going against it, and they're going against it because this is the right thing. This seems like it has been logic. But it makes sense to get up for every morning for davening. But it's really hard. He wants to sleep in.
Right. So the marshal over there, right?
That was bad.
Oh, yeah. Those are mine. Yeah. You want one? Okay. I'll give you one. You're a good boy. Thank you.
How does that person then get to that stage of lishma if it's coming from shalul lishma?
Right, so let's go to the one more paragraph. The life changing moment is in the following moments. That on the horizon of the role of Bechira, Mefia Shifa Ruchnis by Hanor Ruchnis. All of a sudden, a Shifa for Ruchnis or Hanor Ruchnis becomes an option. We recognize that there's a world of Hanor and Ruchnis. Right? Our training ground up to a certain point is listen. Alamazah is Gishmak. Right? Mitzvahs are not Gishmak. But mitzvahs are right. And the choice is using our seichel and understanding what's right and what's important over that which is Toiv Orev Umoyel. It has time to it. It's good. It's pleasant. It's sweet and accomplishes something for us. Right. So we see that this is like, you know, I have Yedia, and I have my Yedia is fighting my time Hanor. Kolzman, that's the fight. At the end of the day, it's going to be very, very difficult, and I'm going to have this problem. It's going to be difficult to be a boyfriend. Some point in time, a person will reach a point where he'll realize that there is a certain hanor in ruchnius. There's a tainug in ruchnius. So now the issue is choosing the tainug of ruchnius over the tainug of gashmius. At that point in time, like I said before, the true act that it becomes part of your being is when it becomes Arev to you. It becomes, and that's why it's this Arev, it mixes into you, it combines in. The Taruvus. So it only combines into the being of the person when it becomes something which he gets a Hanoi out of it. A Hanoi of Ruchnius. A person davens a daven and he walks away feeling that there's something special there. He feels connected, he feels motivated, he feels inspired, he feels good. Right? A person, you know, says, you know, he's careful not to say something bad about somebody, and he feels pushed to, and empowered by it. He's using the lashon of a mashal. Kudas hamoiket, that which is put on the burner. The realization ki adam lo nivra lisanik al Hashem. So the Moshe created human beings for the purpose of pleasure, but the pleasure with Hashem. This is the greatest pleasure which a person could find. You read a Shmishmas on Sunday?
We're not really.
Yeah. And that's really this Nakuda. Like a lot of that was this part of that was. I'll give you a marshal. A marshal which I gave, I mentioned like this on the Shmuz on Sunday. Person decides to become from. So at the beginning, you know, he's going back and forth. It's really hard. There's a tug of war, his seichel tells him it's the right thing to do. He spent some time with people since Shabbos, and he liked it very much. There's a lot of things pulling him in another direction. So Shabbos is a really difficult thing. He goes back and forth. It takes him a few months. He's always going back and forth. And he keeps Shabbos, but he doesn't get a lot of. You know, there's a lot of exhaustion over a Shabbos. At some point, he says, "You know what? I'm in. This is it." And he starts getting a tam in Shabbos. He starts enjoying Shabbos. He starts enjoying the fact that he closes out the weekday. My sister was telling me a fascinating thing. You know, when they had to leave Carmel because. They had a child who was very sick, and the insurance stopped covering it at a certain point in time. And they had to declare bankruptcy. They had a lot of financial difficulties, especially they needed money. So they left Kerbal. They went to a business. And their business really was a servicing to other businesses, which were not necessarily Jewish. So from that vantage point, they needed to be open. So weekends were not so bad. The Yom and Tov were very hard. The phones were. You know, they would leave. They were allowed to have an answering machine. And the companies would leave messages. And then Moshe Yom Tov, you know, sit down and she'd have like 150 messages to sort through. Baruch Hashem, that was a problem. But you sit there and worry about, you know, the customers. Some point in her life, after like X amount of years, like you know, she didn't think about it anymore. It was like, you know, wow, what's happening with the business? Isn't that? You know? But the beginning was like this decision: we're trying to build this up. It's very hard. And you were going back and forth. So you did the right thing, because but inside you were grappling with it. The moment that, you know, you're like, forget it. I'm not thinking about it. It's not important. Shabbos is Shabbos. I'm going to enjoy my Shabbos. And there's a hanuah ruchnius at that point in time in Shabbos. And you don't look back. You know, it's hard to remember what it used to feel like. From that vantage point, that's like so normal and comfortable and geschmack. Like, I used to really have a problem grabbing my Shabbos. I remember it, but I can't feel those emotions anymore because my emotions have been placed with the pleasure of the emotion of keeping Shabbos. It's the same thing is true. That's for a person who went from being not frum to being frum. So we're frum. So we never had that moment of that feeling of just like we finally like eased into. A lot of it just came natural. At some point, we're going to ease into a state of being where. You
know, this is a harder status to break away from. The lethargic, just status quo.
Yeah, it is. At some point, the person like you know starts getting a feeling of a more. The person commits himself to really learning every day, and he sits and he learns with a curl and etc. The first few times it's hard, but he enjoys learning. There's a hanor of learning a piece of Gemara. There's a hanor of thinking it through. A hanor of saying with a curl. There's a hanor, you know, of learning. And there's a certain you get to the point where Pashut like you can understand. You know, we picture Rabbi Yashar. We suppose the man was such a tzaddik. You know, he learned 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day. You know, I mean, he was such a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, but he wasn't a tzaddik. The reason why he learned was because he was a tzaddik. He learned because he enjoyed learning.
Sometimes you have to be Meiser Nefesh to keep that up.
Yes.
Once in a while.
Once in a while, but the final result is if the commitment and the doing it generates a point where, we have a letter from the Chazanish on the bulletin board of the dining room. You know, if a person learns 10 hours straight, especially there's a hanor that you get that you can't, even no malach can picture that hanor. And we never learn 10 hours straight in our lives. Now, how long have we learned an hour straight in our lives? You know, right, the 2 hours.
10 minutes.
What?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah, right. You know, I said we see this. You know, it comes to kashrus. Our kids know not to bother kids about treif food. They come to the store. You know, that's treif. You know, can I have this cake? Come and know it's treif. They don't fight you with it because they know that's a given. It's a real commitment. It's a real commitment. Can I do this? It's no Shabbos, you can't do it. The kid knows Shabbos is Shabbos. You know, but it comes to certain areas, we know the kid knows we're gonna waver. Because we waver, you know. Certain things we really are committed to, and we're really, really committed to. And those things talk and we enjoy the way we are. I wish I could eat a hamburger at McDonald's. You know, we're not grappling with that whole world. And it's more than that. We enjoy the fact that we live in a world where there's a certain kedusha to our food, a certain way that you eat, we have a certain hanor from it. So the world of the commitment generates that. The more the commitment is real, the more we generate a feeling of like, you know, when I'm in, I'm in. You know, as the New York Times says, no, the Washington Post says, if you don't get it, you don't get it.